the Fade 5 podcast with Brad Evans and Nate Lundy.
Place your bets, you jackwagons. Brad the Big Noise Evans here, joined by the good son, Nathaniel Lundy. Tis indeed another hashtag Tequila Thursday edition of the Fade 5 podcast. Go and pour a drink because we're not driving. The guy who was behind the wheel on the Hong Kong Plus buses. So plus 100 odds or greater on this Golden State matchup between the very wounded San Francisco 49ers. No Brock Purdy, no Ricky Pearsall, no Juwan Jennings taking on the Rams. And that spread has really exploded. LAR now laying 8.5. I would not be at all surprised that approaches double figures by kickoff. So whether on the standard line, maybe look at an alt line, building a same game parlay, player prop, just give me something at plus 100 odds or greater. Lundy, what you got?
Let's roll with this one. We'll talk about a little Kyren Williams. Give me the alt line total on his rushing yards. Let's jump that up to 80 or more. And that over at Caesars, you can pull in at a plus 125. Remember, Alvin Kamara went for 99 yards against them. You got Travis Etienne, who went for, I think he's still running, to be honest, a buck 24 last week. And then I got to be honest, in week three, if we're not dealing with James Conner and all of that BS, I'm pretty sure he could have hit that number pretty easily as well. He and Trey Benson across the box score in that particular contest finished at 66. Again, if you don't get hurt, I don't think that would change anything. And obviously you got to worry about Kyler doing his thing. So with all of that said, I love this alt line at the plus 125 for Williams. Just hand it off and put us all out of our misery in this Thursday night contest.
Ram it! That's all I got to say when it comes to everything Kyren Williams. We're going to have more on him and correlate, synergize, and bring it all together a little bit later on in the pod. My play on the Plus Bus is going to Davante Adams, Taco Bell spokesperson, going to earn all the beef Mexi melts. Anytime touchdown, plus 125 there at BetMGM. By the way, the Cantina Tacos, absolutely delicious. I'm a major fan, and right down the street here, my small Illinois town, they're building a brand spanking new Taco Bell. Oh my gosh, I'm gonna probably add at least a flap, a roll, or three here in short order. Anyway, a guy hopefully is gonna fat my wallet is indeed Davante Adams in that anytime touchdown market. Best price bar none of the business right now is at BetMGM at plus 125. I checked some of the other books. Some have it at low minus odds. Others are barely creeping in to plus territory. So you're getting anywhere between like a 25 to 30 cent value right now at MGM on Adams, who's facing a San Francisco defense, a middle of the pack in dropback EPA defense, under the night at number 16. They've only allowed two wide receiver touchdowns this season. We're going to see a lot of Lenore in coverage, who's number 91 in pass coverage grade, according to Pro Football Focus. So primo matchup for Mr. Adams, who is leading the NFL. He's numero uno and total red zone targets with 10 already on the young year, 47.6% red zone target percentage. That's outrageous. 8.8 targets overall per game is what he's averaging, and he has scored a TD in three straight games. So I believe the trend will be thy friend. Give me Davante Adams anytime touchdown, plus 125. At BetMGM. With those bets on the board, it's time to get after it with another hashtag Tequila Thursday edition of the Fade 5.
Number 5.
All right, numero cinco here on the countdown, a guy whose last name I cannot spell. I will never be able to learn it. It is impossible. Thank God for spell checker and including that last name in the role there, because there's a lot of Y's. There's a lot of like weird Z's. All I know is this. Kyle Juszczyk, with the amount of Z's and Y's in that last name, I think he's going to match that number in receptions tonight. Give me the over on 1.5 grabs. Now, truth be told, if you follow the always free, transparent public spreadsheet, I grabbed this on Wednesday when it opened at BetMGM, and man, was it a slow drip for the player props. I kept hitting refresh to get me some of those timely props so I could take advantage of them. And this is one of them. The original number was plus 145, Lundy, on this prop. I could still get it at plus odds, but only in an even Steven juice. So that 45-cent value, I'll laugh all the way to the bank if this sucker does indeed hit. You look at Juszczyk, he's being utilized as a receiver this year. He's running 10.3 routes per game through four contests. He's cashed the over on 1.5 grabs in 2 of 4 games. And look at LAR. It's the worst possible matchup for a pass-catching running back. The Rams have allowed the fewest running back receptions, the fewest running back receiving yards, only 46 in that category, a dozen total receptions. However, three running backs have secured at least a pair of passes against them. And again, this could be a negative game script. Christian McCaffrey's got to get a blow or two at some point in this game. He can't carry all 50,000 touches on the field for the 49ers. I think Kyle Juszczyk will squirt out and catch a ball, and hopefully, too, he does that. You cash in at plus 100 at BetMGM. New Rosico on the countdown. Lundy, yeah, I'm squirting with excitement. Fade or follow?
Juszczyk is going to what?
He's going to squirt out in the flat.
Just going to let that.
Let it simmer. Let it simmer.
I'm going to let that sit in the ether for a minute. Wow. Like, you know, I could try to do some analysis. Look, folks, somebody's got to catch the damn ball. And I know that they're going to have some issues with up against this Rams defense. But here's the other thing that they could wind up doing, Brad. You could put Juszczyk there in the backfield with Mr. Mac Jones and then slide Christian McCaffrey out there into the slot position, little outside linebacker, outside the edge opportunity.
I like it.
Kyle Shanahan called me this morning for some advice, and I really didn't have anything for him because I was like, dude, your team, you're dead. You have no one left. And he hung up on me, as a lot of people do when they call me for advice. I'll take the over on this one. Nice work on the plus 100, but man, plus 140, now that's sexy.
That was downright juicy. Juszczyk, again, I will never, ever, for the life of me, be able to spell that last name correctly.
Number 4.
Numero Quattro here on the Thursday Night Football edition of the Fade 5. Let's get the tag team partner of one, Kyle Juszczyk, on the board. The CMC Football Factory, gonna make you sweat. Bah, 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 baby. Yeah, Martha Walsh, belt that sucker out. Hopefully he's gonna be belting out the receptions and also the receiving yards. And I'm gonna lean more in the receiving yards market because receptions, holy mother gambling gods. I grabbed a plus money about 48 hours ago. Lundy, the over on 6.5 for CMC, now at minus 150 at BetMGM at tape time. So the value, bye-bye. It is left of the room, no doubt about it. But decent value here on that over 52.5 receiving yards at a minus 115 available there at BetMGM. Now, this opened at 46.5 about 36 hours ago. I grabbed it. They all mark at a 50 plus at like plus 100 odds. So the value is also expired on this wager, but I think he's going to get a minimum of 55. Double nickel with the hands there in the box score. You look at McCaffrey, numero uno in target percentage among running backs at 30.7. That's outrageous. Numero uno in routes run per game at 31.3. He's catching 72.1% of his intended looks, whether off the hand of Brock Purdy or tonight Mac Jones, who, again, he linked up with, I think, for like 10 receptions a couple of weeks ago. He has really been reeling in the catches, at least 6 grabs in every single contest this year. He has gone over this prop in every single contest this year. And again, with the negative game script possibility and a really, really real one in that category, I say CMC is going to clean up in the pass game, particularly after halftime, as the Niners are likely going to be scoreboard chasing. So, no more Quattro on the countdown. Give me the over
on the Football Factory. 52 and a half receiving yards at a minus 115 at BetMGM. Good sir, fade or follow.
So right before Kyle Shanahan hung up on me when he called for some football advice, one of the things I did tell him was I'm pretty sure you could probably get Ed McCaffrey to line up out at wide receiver for you in this contest tonight if you're really feeling like you're missing out on some receiving options. And that actually might have been the moment actually that he hung up. I'm remembering correctly. Take the over on this. I think he's going to get plenty of receptions. I think he's going to get plenty of opportunity to touch it. And at the same time, that is going to turn into yards for him. Run with this one, folks, while you can.
Yeah, hopefully we're not going to sweat. Bum, 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 baby.
Number three.
Numero tres on the Thursday night edition of the Fade Five podcast. Puka Nacua. No, I understand he is leading the league in receiving yards. Yes, I understand he's also setting the pace right now in total receptions. But let's get stupid. Let's get dumb. Let's get crazy with the cheese whiz, as Beck said in a classic 90s banger, Loser. And hopefully I'm not going to be catching L on this one. But Puka Nacua over 2.5 rush yards, Lundy. Love these markets on minus 115 there at BetMGM. You look at Nacua, and this number's come down, actually, but at 3.5. So getting an extra tick of value as a result. He's gone 1 carry for 1 yard so far this year. 1 carry for 45 yards, 1 for 6, and 0 for 0. So he is a cashy over a couple of times already this year. And since week one of 2024, he's gone over this number, the Ocho, 8 times. You look at San Francisco, yes, they're middle of the pack, number 16 in rush EPA defense, but stretching back to week one of 2024, nine times, wide receivers have gone for at least 3 rush yards against them. So all I need is a jet sweep, a backwards pass, hell, maybe even a direct handoff. Get creative. Get in the lab, Sean McVay, and get Puka Nacua the ball, because you know what he racks. Nothing but yak. So all we need is a 3-yard gain on the ground, and we cash. Numero tres on the Fade Five countdown today. Puka Nacua over 2.5 rush yards at a minus 115 at BetMGM. Lundy, fade or follow? You're muted.
Look, there's a button right there with a microphone. I'm going to fade you on this one, my friend. Part of the reason why I don't see any reason that the Rams are going to need to get cute in this game. And I think that they can save some of those plays. I think they can save some of the little tricks up Sean McVay's sleeve. There is absolutely no reason to show those kinds of things off in a game that they should win by double figures. So with that in mind, I don't see any reason to get cute. Yeah, I know you want to beat your division foe. Yeah, you want to win the Battle of California or, you know, whatever. But at the same time, Brad, I'm just not seeing this one. I think you keep this play tucked up your sleeve right here and you pull it out in a game when you really need it.
All right, Puka Nacua, hopefully he's not going to be naughty for my betting purposes. By the way, if you're looking for more gaming action, you want it, you demand it, we give it to you at thegamingjuice.com. It's absolutely free, you jackals. All you got to do is log on to the site and check out the plethora of content offerings, whether you're a fantasy football enthusiast, whether you're somebody that loves to experiment in the sports betting markets, or maybe a play in both sandboxes like myself, like Nathaniel Lundy. You can go there. All of my free fantasy rankings are live for week 5 on the site. My quarterback, Flames, running back, Flames, and wide receiver tight end, Flames, also live right now. You can read all of my musings on those pieces. Top props going to be posted a little bit later on this Thursday. Lundy's free spreadsheet, it lives there. He's toying around and dropping bets in it all the time. I do the exact same exercise. I also just posted the college football forecast for week 6 from the awesome Matt Fortuna, Ben Wittenstein, and Nate Jacobson is a multi-voice piece. And there are a lot of bet breakdowns all in short form. You can ask me a question there. Just click Ask Brad, fire it off, and I'll get to it in a timely fashion. Get it all! I don't charge you a cent at thegamingjuice.com. Click, converse, and cash. Dot, dot, dot. Maybe.
Number two.
All right, Numero Dos here on the Thursday Night Football edition of the Fade 5 Countdown. Let's work on a little SGP and get some more plus money on the board. Yes! Let's go with the old spread and Lake Numero Uno of the Rammies. -2.5, taking it down from the -8.5 on the standard spread. And then give me Jake Tonges, the tight end of San Francisco, just for 25-plus receiving yards. And guess what we achieve? Little baby seduced by the juice there. Some plus money and +110 built at BetMGM. Absolutely love this simple prop, largely because I think the Rams are going to crush them. I mean, you got Mac Jones out there, your number one wide receiver. I think it's going to be Kendrick Bourne in this game. DeMarcus Robinson, who's played for a number of different franchises, looking like he's going to be the WR2. Whole lot of CMC, maybe. I mean, Kyle Shanahan may just say, yeah, I'm going to throw in the cards. Screw this. We'll take the L. We've got to get healthy and get right for next week. And with the extended rest, hopefully they certainly will get back on track in that regard. But you look at Jake Tonges specifically, a guy that's really starting to show up and show out. He is number 4 in average yards of separation per target among all plus size targets. That's a tight end position. He has gone for at least 25 receiving yards in 2 of his last 3. He's averaging just 4 targets per game, but his role is creeping up. And remember, there's no George Kittle on the field. He's still on injured reserve with that hamstring setback. So put all together and also piling on the Rams. They're giving up 49.3 yards per game to the tight end position. 4 tight ends have gone for at least 25 yards against them. So to recap, Numero Dos on this Thursday Night Football edition of the Fade 5 Countdown. SGP Rams. -2.5, Jake Tonges, the tight end of the Niners, 25-plus receiving yards, +110 there at BetMGM. Good sir, fade or follow.
You just keep playing into the same narrative. They don't have anybody to catch the ball, so just go find somebody that's either got TE or WR next to their name, and in our case, even FB with Kyle, I'd like to buy a vowel. And with all that put together, this also makes sense. Again, I think the Rams win bigger than this, and Tonges absolutely should wind up being involved. They need him. They don't have a choice.
Tonges, just again, squirt out into the open field, catch a couple of balls, and we cash.
So much squirting.
Number 1.
Numero Uno here on the TNF edition of the Fade 5 Countdown. I've featured this bet, I think, a multitude of times on BetMGM tonight throughout the week. Hopefully you listen to that program nightly, Monday through Friday, across iHeart and Odyssey stations from 7-11 p.m. Eastern Time. Myself and my good buddy Ryan Horvath covering everything in the world of sports betting and fantasy football to boot. But Kyren Williams, make me some cash. Lundy likes some of the alt market. 80-plus rush yards. I love him, especially on the over 16.5 rush attempts. That one's puzzling. It's so low at a -110 there at BetMGM. Again, we're expecting the Rams to have a positive game script in this sucker. I will not be remotely shocked if Kyren Williams booked like 10 rush attempts in the first half alone. Again, San Francisco, middle of the road in rush EPA defense, number 15 in that category this season. But they're giving up 22 rush attempts per game to opposing plowshares. You look at Kyren Williams, he's done this in all but one game. And that was last week, which is a good thing. He only had 13 rush attempts. So he's still going to be fresh despite the short rest. And in 3 prior matchups against the Gold Panthers, he's averaging over 23 rush attempts per game. So put all together, Kyren Williams, work up a lather, my guy. Normally do be in the Clydesdale there for McVay. I love the over 16.5 rush attempts. My top play on Thursday Night Football at a -110 juice at BetMGM. Good sir, fade or follow.
I'll follow on this one because it plays into my narrative of thinking that he's going to hit the 80-yard mark. So pretty much a no-brainer for me here. Roll with this one. Pretty solid. Is he going to finish at 18, 19, 20? Probably. Again, I don't see any reason for McVay and company to try to get goofy in this game tonight. Keep it nice and simple. Take advantage of the fact that you're playing your division opponent when they are way down in their injuries and in the expectations. And look, you talked about the fact that the line is already up into the minus at -8.5. If you think the Rams are going to win by double figures, I do. You can actually take them -9.5 and you're going to get that at a -104. That's what DK's got it at. I mean, take advantage of it, folks. This is just going to be a snoozer of a Thursday night game.
Yeah, please, Blake Corum, stay on the sidelines for a large chunk of the game, please, and thank you. All right, Luddy, it's bonus time, bonus time. Whether you're looking at Thursday Night Football, maybe got some action in the MLB postseason. Oh, my God, I'm going to be pulling up in all the terrible places today watching my Chicago Cubs in an elimination game. Didn't go well yesterday. Couldn't hit where the dam, and the San Diego Padres kept hitting like 100 plus on the gun. Mason Miller threw the fastest pitch in baseball stinking history yesterday against the Northsiders. So do it for Eddie Vedder. Do it for your boy. Do it for Mulaney, who's probably going to be in the audience as well. All of the diehard Cubs fans had just advanced. But Lundy, give me some additional bets. What do you got? And please don't bet on the Chicago Cubs.
Well, no, I'm going to stay away from the Cubs, but let me give you a couple of plays here for tonight. I'm actually going to go RBI on this one for today. If you happen to be listening to the podcast early on, I can't resist J-Ram, Jose Ramirez, for an RBI. That one you can snag. Oh, my God. Salivating. It's a +161.
Wow.
For him to have an RBI. And I really do believe, I think you're looking at another low scoring game here between Detroit and Cleveland, but I also believe that J-Ram will get it done. So again, if you're listening early enough, you can snag that one. 3 o'clock Eastern time, I believe, for that game. Yeah. 3 o'clock, 1 o'clock my time here in the Mountain Time Zone. And then I'm going to stick with the RBI theme and I'm going to roll into the Sox and the Yankees tonight at 8 o'clock Eastern. Not Judge, not Bellinger. Not the hero from yesterday in Jazz Chisholm. Let me roll with Giancarlo Stanton for an RBI this evening. This is a little bit of a TYG for me. Trust your gut for those of you that are new to the pod. I'm just going to roll with Stanton for an RBI. Again, I can't resist on the juice over at DraftKings. He is a +180. So I will definitely roll with that one. I already told you that I think the Rams win by double figures. And if that's the case, shave off a little bit of juice, folks. Instead of taking -8.5 on the line, take it -9.5 and get yourself to -104, as I just pointed out there at the end. And then, Brad, let me go to the junior circuit here. How about that? Let me talk about New Mexico State tonight taking on Sam Houston. Yes, I know it's kind of off the radar, but I got to be honest, the Thursday night game might suck over on Amazon Prime, so you might decide to change the channel and try to see some other football action. The college game for this evening, New Mexico State at home, and they're a dog. Give me straight up New Mexico State on the money line, +105. This actually opened at +110, and that's what I got it at, but it has come down to 105. I would still play it at a +105. Why? A, they're at home. I always like the home teams on the short week. B, New Mexico State loves to throw the ball, okay? They love to chuck it all over the field. Sam Houston is the second worst pass defense in college football. The only team worse at pass defense than Sam Houston is SMU. That's it. It's literally these two teams absolutely blow when it comes to trying to stop pass. Sam Houston gives up an average of 322 yards through the air.
Wow.
I guarantee you that New Mexico State is drooling. I don't understand why the Aggies are a dog in this game. In my opinion, they should be favored. So I will take them at +105 on the money line to win the Thursday night college football action tonight. Other than that, I'm just going to be sitting back, probably napping during the Thursday night game, because This is gonna suck. I feel bad for Niners fans, but at the same time, I don't feel bad for Niners fans. I yield the floor to the fine gentleman from Illinois.
Yeah, call Montana, call Rice, call Taylor, call them all right now. They got to come out of retirement, get their butts back on the field because San Francisco needs all the help imaginable. It is a swallow the worm kind of night on a hashtag tequila Thursday. Oh, you want some more bets? Sure you do. Oh, we'll give it to you right now. The team will have us parlay play on Thursday Night Football. Leg numero uno on this SGP. I'll just take the Rams straight up on the money line. Take the spread out of the equation. They should be able to win. And honestly, they should win convincingly. Now, let's live in a land down under on the old total, 49.5. My good buddy Rachel Kryshak at Betalytics has the under as a three-star bet on the standard total. And I think that sounded like 42.5, 43.5, something like that. It may not escape the 30s in the grand scheme of things. So really love the under on that old total, 49.5. And then leg numero tres, Kendrick Bourne, the Bourne identity, 25-plus receiving yards. Again, he is kind of the default WR1 on his second tour duty for this franchise that plucked him off the street. He knows the Shanahan system, and he's going to get probably fed maybe 7-8 targets in this game. His standard line is at 38.5. Kind of entertained and a little bit tickled by that. If you really want to boost the juice and get further seduced by the juice, you can just go with that standard line, the over. But I'm going the alt market, 25-plus receiving yards. Well, you'll see a lot of Emmanuel Forbes in coverage, who's outside the top 75 and pass coverage grade so far this season, according to Pro Football Focus. So to recap, the team Huevos parlay play on this Thursday night. Same gamer, Rams money line, game under on the alt total, 49.5. And Kendrick Bourne in the alt market there, 25-plus receiving yards. That works out to a cool +140 there at BetMGM. Elsewhere in bonus time. Lundy, I only have one other wager in this game. We're going to do another SGP and get more plus money on the board. If you're just in it like standard sides and totals, we'll take the side down again from 8.5 to 2.5. So the Rams got to win by a field goal. And then we're going to stay with that same all total on 49.5 and dunk the under on that. Simple two-legger, folks, nice and clean, +110 at BetMGM, which I like quite a bit. Of course, always keep track of the spreadsheet. I'm dropping in all kinds of bets throughout the entire day. Lines have been slowly coming out, so it's been a bit of an arduous process, unlike most weeks, but man, everybody and their great grandmother is on injured reserve or hurt right now. My fantasy team is ailing. It is screaming, medic, medic, help. Yeah, it's really bad right now. I'm pretty much every single league. I imagine a lot of you can empathize with that plight. But I'm out of breath and we are out of time. Make sure that you drop us a rating and review at your convenience. Also, fade or follow us on the X. Lundy, always give it to you there, at Nate Lundy, myself, at Noisy Huevos. Also, go to thegamingjuice.com right now and sign up for a free account. And also, go to Betalytics, our awesome partner on the Gaming Juice, and use their promo code JUICE. Again, promo code JUICE for 25% off. I use that site every stinking day in my research. Some awesome projections cranked out there by Rachel Kryshak and company. For the outstanding and lovely Nathaniel Lundy, I'm Brad Evans. Until next time, as always, fade or follow. That is up to you. Don't let me down, Cubs, please.